First, there was total information awareness, then the Information Dominance Center, then PRISM, XP Score, and Boundless Informant. We then used cell towers and GPS tracking, then monitored social media connections, bank and insurance information, but only metadata, of course. Now, we unveil our most advanced program ever, Internal Patriot Discovery. Data mining has never been so powerful and so pointed.
Telephone calls, and from a myriad of other sources. According to the Washington Post, the NSA has even created a secret unit called the Counterterrorism Mission Aligned Cell, or CTMAC, which allowed the agency to focus large amounts of resources on hard-to-find individuals. In response to this latest release, the NSA has said, quote, "Our activities are directed against valid foreign intelligence targets in response to requirements from U.S. leaders in order to protect the nation and its interests."
Probe technology, rather than comb through personal data looking for terrorists, we look for patriots and determine who are the terrorists by process of elimination. Previous programs were classified. With Internal Patriot Discovery, we welcome the public. Come, prove your patriotism by voluntarily submitting to IPD so that we may eliminate you from our list of terrorists. The Internal Patriot Discovery Smart Probe was designed by General Keith Alexander himself, so you can be sure it will be a perfect fit for democracy. You can find an IPD center near you and begin the quick, painless process of discovering your inner patriot. Show the world you're not a terrorist. Or, if you value your privacy, we'll be glad to send an NSA IPD installation team to your home. Either way, we'll make it easy for you to prove you're not a terrorist. So make your appointment today, or better yet, we'll make one for you. With Internal Patriot Discovery, we'll make America safe from the inside out. Better hurry. The first 50,000 people to sign up will receive a tube of General Alexander's Easy-In in apple pie flavor, formulated for maximum smart probe comfort. Easy-In offer not available to foreigners, journalists, or government whistleblowers.
NSA's surveillance program has grossly overstepped its boundaries. Edward Snowden, the former government contractor who leaked the revealing NSA documents to the media, remains in Russia, where he was granted started a one-year trauma. Father Lon Snowden visited him this week and arrived back in the U.S. yesterday. Take a listen to the advice he's given to his son.
To stay.
And what do you plan to
But that's my advice. That's not necessarily what my son will do. He is comfortable, he's happy, and he is absolutely committed to what he has done.
Lon Snowden says his son still has more secrets to share, and of course, we will continue following him.
Story that came out yesterday shows that the CIA collaborates with the NSA, and on the basis of sending an email to a certain targeted individual, you yourself can be targeted for a drone strike in some of these countries. That's not yet happening in the United States, but it leaves the door wide open, and even if that doesn't happen, these people in other countries are still, well, people.
Right. I mean, we don't know who these people are. They've never been given a fair trial. David, let's talk about another recent NSA leak that the agency actually harvests hundreds of millions of contact lists and personal emails.
Why would you possibly want that?
Accounts.
Washington Post reported late yesterday.
Why are there no consequences for these continuous lies from NSA officials?
Well, General Alexander is, as you said, announcing his retirement from the agency. You know, after all those tours of duty, that combat zone of checking people's Facebook likes and their Yahoo address books, you can understand why he wants some downtime. It's pretty ridiculous because what they initially told us at first back in March, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, told Congress that they're not collecting any data at all on U.S. citizens.
The spy agency, the NSA, intercepts hundreds of thousands of email address books every day from private email accounts on Yahoo, Gmail, Facebook, and Hotmail.
New power, everyone.
Got them all wet, shaking with their mama gave me.
Works extensively with the CIA to gather information on potential drone victims as part of the Obama administration's assassination program. The article, based on documents from Edward Snowden, describes the case of Hassan Rule, a Pakistani man who provided key information that helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden. Documents show a secret NSA unit known as the Counterterrorism Mission Aligned Cell, or CTMAC, tracked Gould for a year before an email from his wife was used to locate his household and kill him in a drone strike last October. The NSA deployed a, quote, arsenal of cyber espionage tools to find Gould secretly seizing control of laptops, siphoning audio files and other messages, and tracking radio transmissions to determine where Gould might bed down, unquote.
Don't bed down. Bed down. This is Furious George. Hey, this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. For everyone else, look, it's 10 o'clock Thursday night, WCOM LP Chow Hill Carborough, where we just take some more of these crazy airwaves and throw them around and see what happens. Throw them up against the wall. What do we have to talk about tonight? Oh, man, there's just some crazy NSA roles and relationships going on with the CIA and drones and other crazy stuff that just happened to come out yesterday and today. And while everybody's distracted about the shutdown, which has been a ridiculous thing anyway, look, apparently the NSA has been also collecting your address books. So anyway, look, this is Micro Power Radio. I'm Furious George. If you want to learn more about Furious G, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And we will prepare for the throwdown. You can see some of our old shows there. Also, you can check out plenty of stuff at WCOMFM.org, where there's plenty of other good stuff relating to the micro-powered station we're broadcasting to you from now. Or if you happen to be downloading this in some other part of the world, that's how it's all starting here in Crazy Carborough, where the right wing is trying to take over. But we have a nice little setup here. And we've got some trenches, and we're gonna hold the line here. I'm Furious George. Stick around for more Micro-Bot Radio. I'm Furious.
While officials say the NSA has senior analysts deployed alongside CIA counterparts at almost every major U.S. embassy or military base abroad, the article highlights the agency's vast efforts in northwest Pakistan. One former official compared the NSA's powers to the CIA's high-tech information operations center, saying, quote, "If you wanted huge coverage of the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, the NSA had 10 times the manpower, 20 times the budget, and 100 times the brain power."
Clearly a lie, perjured himself before Congress, should be in jail based on our existing laws, but of course nothing has happened to him because he's too powerful. And so that was back in March, not collecting any data at all on U.S. citizens. And then we have, yeah, we're collecting data, but it's only the metadata. Don't worry about it, guys. Go back to doing whatever you're doing before. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are together. Just go focus on that stuff. And then it comes out that, oh, they're actually harvesting hundreds of thousands in a single day, hundreds of thousands of people's address book contacts, people who have no connection to terrorism or crime, and by the way, people who are U.S. citizens. So we have a situation where the U.S. government is taking our taxpayer money and then turning around and using that money to spy on us in our own country. It's unheard of, and it's also kind of unheard of that you broke a story when you interviewed NSA whistleblower Russ Tice. There's this strong possibility that the NSA targeted President Obama at the beginning of summer 2004. Why hasn't Obama looked into this? What other world leader, if told that his own intelligence agency was spying on him years before he even ran for the presidency, what other world leader would be totally okay with that?
This, David, I was also thinking about this, you know, this report's coming off the heels of finding out that the NSA is also spying on multiple other countries, including Brazil. I mean, at least in the U.S. we technically have constitutional protection. Can you imagine being a citizen of Brazil with no legal safeguards? I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, information is power, and clearly the United States wants the information and it wants that power between industrial espionage, political blackmail. The uses for this stuff is almost endless, and it doesn't have to be used today. It can be stored for a time in the future when it becomes politically useful.
Monster Zero, command on unit. What is Monster Zero?
Monster Zero is the reason we cannot live on the surface, but must forever live underground like this. All right. I will show you Monster Zero. Hey, look.
It's Game Gator.
Yes, indeed. On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered.
What is at stake is the ability for a human being to have dignity and for journalists to have integrity with their sources. And from that, I believe that it threatens the whole concept of a free democracy.
Of course, that's why she has the pistol.
A pistol?
When I first met her, she was carrying a pistol in her purse. I asked her about it and she explained to me. And I believed her.
So now you're convinced that we're from outer space.
That's right. You have on your mind?
Peace terms.
Peace terms?
A nice idea.
Would be a bad situation if that creature came here to Earth.
It's worse. He's arrived.
How can that possibly be? And why?
What is it? Is it alive?
A killer who may have used off-hours in a laboratory.
Contractor Edward Snowden. The documents, which were obtained by the Washington Post, outline the extent to which the NSA has been involved in the CIA's counterterrorism activities. The documents specifically detail the agency's engagement in the U.S. drone campaign, which involves using armed, unmanned vehicles to scope out and attack those thought to be affiliated with terrorism. In the past, the program has been presented as an exclusive initiative of the CIA.
I was
going
to show it to you. As a matter of fact, I've been testing it. I just found out it was pure a little bit ago.
Look, I underrated you, mister.
I do call myself an expert, but I'm sorry to tell you, I've never seen King Ghidorah.
Not even on Lagos Island.
On Lagos? I'm very sorry, young man, but I can't waste time talking to you anymore.
The people want to know, and they want to know now.
But now we're learning that U.S. drone wars depend heavily on the NSA's ability to collect information from emails, telephone calls, and from a myriad of other sources.
What happened?
Security agency has been working closely with the CIA when it comes to deadly drone strikes against terrorists abroad. That revelation comes from the Washington Post's latest review of documents from Edward Snowden, who continues to hide out in Russia. Those documents include an email from the wife of Hassan Gul, a close associate of Osama bin Laden. The email contained clues of Gul's whereabouts and led to the drone strike that killed him last October in Pakistan.
And according to the Post, the U.S. has never publicly acknowledged killing him. The National Security Agency has been working closely with the CIA when it comes to deadly drone strikes.
Is the ability for a human being to have dignity and for journalists to have integrity with their sources. And from that, I believe that it threatens the whole concept of a free democracy. This is, I think, in a sense being shown in the last 48 hours to the extreme. And I don't mean that as hyperbole, but if everything is under surveillance, how is it that you can have a democracy? How is it that you can organize a political function or have confidentiality with a constituent or with a source or with a friend or with a lover? That's fundamentally an erasure of fundamental things that we have had. Planetary surveillance has very serious concerns, not the least of which is economic espionage, and not the least of which, I think, for me personally, is about journalistic source protection. I mean, how is it that we will be able to protect our sources if there's no way to securely meet, no way to communicate about having a meeting, no way to actually communicate about basic facts? There's no such thing as on or off the record when, in fact, you don't control the record. And it's not merely a matter of whether or not we have something to hide, because it is not us that will decide whether we have something to hide. It is an analyst somewhere. It is a machine learning algorithm somewhere. And this is the thing that is perhaps the most terrifying. Because people are flagged, then other people are dispatched. Each person plays their role, and more a machine plays that role. A machine that does not understand constitutional protections, does not understand the Magna Carta or the Bill of Rights, does not understand humanity. It's a machine. And the humans, they behave like machines too, which is a great fear, that humans will start to behave like machines.
Dave. Between themselves on what they want, which means Obama doesn't know what to tell them they can't have. There's a major rift in the Republican Party between the moderates and the Tea Party, and not only is it making compromise in Washington very difficult, signs of discord are even starting to seep into their political ads.
We're Republicans.
We believe in the principles America was built on. Capitalism, free enterprise, individual initiative. We believe that every American should have the opportunity to succeed.
Except the ones who snuck over the border to take our jobs.
Right, obviously not them.
We need to ship them the hell out. Sayonara, amigos.
I think you mean adios. Adios, amigos.
I don't know. I speak English, just like Jesus Christ.
We fight for lower taxes and less burdensome regulations.
And to kick that half-breed out of the Oval Office before he turns America over to the El Kenya.
You're really not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does my freedom fighting bother you, commie?
What did you call me?
You heard me, Chairman Mao.
All right, that did it, you f***ing nut job.
The agency may just have its hands on your personal email contact list. According to documents given to the Washington Post by NSA leaker Edward Snowden, the NSA is harvesting hundreds of millions of contact lists from email and instant messaging accounts all over the world, many of them belonging to U.S. citizens. Well over 500,000 email address books from Yahoo, Hotmail, and Facebook accounts are being intercepted by the agency, so says the Washington Post on a typical day.
And now to the NSA reportedly collecting hundreds of millions of contact lists from personal email and instant messaging accounts around the globe, many of them belonging to Americans. The Washington Post citing intelligence officials and documents provided by ex-NSA contractor Edward Snowden.
Me.
The NSA responded to the story, but saying it functions ethically and is not interested in personal information about ordinary Americans.
Against terrorists abroad. That revelation comes from the Washington Post's latest review of documents from Edward Snowden, who continues to hide out in Russia. Those documents include an email from the wife of Hassan Gül, a close associate of Osama bin Laden. The email contained clues of Gül's whereabouts and led to the drone strike that killed him last October in Pakistan.
You know what? Let me hit that.
Really?
I can handle it.
I am loose. You know, weed has gotten a lot stronger since then.
You honestly think it's gotten so much stronger Keegan, that I just flat out can't handle it?
Keegan,
you think I'm such a lightweight that if I take one puff...
Keegan, you already took a puff an hour ago. We've had the same conversation 15 times in a row. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let me hit that.
Really? Weed has gotten a lot stronger since then.
You honestly think it's gotten so much stronger
Keegan,
that I just flat out can't handle it?
Keegan,
you think I'm such a lightweight that if I take one puff...
Keegan,
I'm
you already
gonna...
took a puff an hour ago. We've had the same conversation 15 times in a row. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
when it hits that.
This is, I think, in a sense, being shown in the last 48 hours to the extreme. And I don't mean that as hyperbole, but if everything is under surveillance, how is it that you can have a democracy? How is it that you can organize a political function or have confidentiality with a constituent or with a source or with a friend or with a lover?
Congratulations, America. We have not defaulted on our national debt by the skin of our teeth. Starting now, starting right now, midnight, this was the moment when the U.S. Treasury said we would begin the risk of defaulting on our national debt if Congress didn't raise the debt ceiling. Well, with just over 90 minutes to spare, the House finally did vote to avoid that catastrophe. They voted to raise the debt ceiling and to end the government shutdown that had stretched into its 16th miserable day. The bill had passed the Senate earlier this evening by a vote of 81 to 18. The 18 no votes in the Senate were all Republican no votes. But all in all, most of the Senate Republicans voted in favor of ending the crisis.
That was not true in the House. Here's what happened in the House. Democrats voted yes as a bloc. They were unanimous on the idea that the U.S. shouldn't default on our debt and the government should reopen. But most House Republicans, most of them by a mile, voted no on that. Most Republicans in the House wanted to blow past the debt ceiling and keep the shutdown going. They wanted that by almost 2-1. What this means is that House Speaker John Boehner passed this bill tonight without the support of his own members, his own Republican caucus. But thanks to all the Democrats and thanks to the minority of his caucus who did support him in this vote, we did finally bring about the end to this self-imposed national crisis tonight. President Obama is expected to sign the bill right away, as in basically now. After that, the federal government will begin the work of reopening itself after this long and painful shutdown. The Office of Management and Budget is advising federal employees to expect to return to work in the morning, as in Thursday morning, as in a few hours from now. President Obama spoke briefly tonight after the Senate vote. He said he intends to get going again on policy. He specifically mentioned immigration and also passing a farm bill, the kind of policymaking that has been shoved off the agenda in Washington while this crisis dragged on. It's an interesting moment, though. As the president left the podium tonight, a reporter, who I think was from CNN, shouted out a question to him, even though he wasn't supposed to be taking questions. As the president finished his remarks and walked away from the podium, a reporter shouted out a question to him and asked him what happens when the debt ceiling comes up again in February. Watch what he said.
Mr. President, isn't this going to happen all over again in a few months?
No.
No. The president says no. We are not doing this all over again in a few months.
Bank and insurance information, but only metadata, of course. Then Prism X Key Score. First, there was total information awareness. Then the Information Dominance Center. Then Prism X Key Score and Boundless Informant. We then used cell towers and GPS tracking, then monitored social media connections, bank and insurance information, but only metadata, of course.
Hundreds of millions of contact lists from personal email and instant messaging accounts around the globe, many of them belonging to Americans. The Washington Post citing intelligence officials and documents provided by ex-NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The NSA responded to the story, but saying it functions ethically and is not interested in personal information about ordinary Americans. Possibly.
Thank you.
Now, we unveil our most advanced program ever, Internal Patriot Discovery. Data mining has never been so powerful and so pointed. With IPD smart probe technology, rather than comb through personal data looking for terrorists, we look for patriots and determine who are the terrorists by process of elimination. And while all of our previous programs were classified, with Internal Patriot Discovery, we welcome the public. Come, prove your patriotism by voluntarily submitting to IPD so that we may eliminate you from our list of terrorists. The Internal Patriot Discovery smart probe was designed by General Keith Alexander himself, so you can be sure it will be a perfect fit for democracy. You can find an IPD center near you and begin the quick, painless process of discovering your inner patriot. Show the world you're not a terrorist. Or, if you value your privacy, we'll be glad to send an NSA IPD installation team to your home. Either way, we'll make it easy for you to prove you're not a terrorist. So make your appointment today, or better yet, we'll make one for you. With Internal Patriot Discovery, we'll make America safe from the inside out. Better hurry. The first 50,000 people to sign up will receive a tube of General Alexander's Easy-In in apple pie flavor, formulated for maximum smart probe comfort. Easy-In offer not available to foreigners, journalists, or government whistleblowers.
Series of direct actions from Washington, D.C. to works extensively with the CIA to gather information on potential drone victims as part of the Obama administration's assassination program. The article, based on documents from Edward Snowden, describes the case of Hassan Rouhi, a Pakistani man who provided key information that helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden. Documents show a secret NSA unit known as the Counterterrorism Mission Aligned Cell, or CTMAC, tracked Gould for a year before an email from his wife was used to locate his household and kill him in a drone strike.
Monitored social media connections, bank and insurance information, but only metadata, of course.
And let's talk about Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who broke the leaks, leaving The Guardian to start this new Voyeur.
Clearly a lie, perjured himself before Congress, should be in jail based on our existing laws, but of course nothing has happened to him because he's too powerful. And so that was back in March, not collecting any data at all on U.S. citizens. And then we have, yeah, we're collecting data, but it's only the metadata. Don't worry about it, guys. Go back to doing whatever you're doing before. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are together. Just go focus on that stuff. And then it comes out that, oh, they're actually harvesting hundreds of thousands, in a single day, hundreds of thousands of people's address book contacts, people who have no connection to terrorism or crime, and by the way, people who are U.S. citizens. So we have a situation where the U.S. government is taking our taxpayer money and then turning around and using that money to spy on us in our own country. It's unheard of, and it's also kind of unheard of that you broke a story when you interviewed NSA whistleblower Russ Tice. There's this strong possibility that the NSA targeted President Obama in the beginning of summer 2004. Why hasn't Obama looked into this? What other world leader, if told that his own intelligence agency was spying on him years before he even ran for the presidency, what other world leader would be totally okay with that? Yeah.
delaying us.
Busy Works Beats Production.
That's fundamentally an erasure of fundamental things that we have had for quite some time. And planetary surveillance has very serious concerns, not the least of which is economic espionage, and not the least of which, I think, for me personally, is about journalistic source protection. I mean, how is it that we will be able to protect our sources if there's no way to securely meet, no way to communicate about having a meeting, no way to actually communicate about basic facts? There's no such thing as on or off the record when, in fact, you don't control the record. And it's not merely a matter of whether or not we have something to hide, because it is not us that will decide whether we have something to hide. It is an analyst somewhere. It is a machine learning algorithm somewhere. And this is the thing that is perhaps the most terrifying. Because people are flagged, then other people are dispatched. Each person plays their role, and more a machine plays that role, a machine that does not understand constitutional protections, does not understand the Magna Carta or the Bill of Rights.
Espionage tools to find Gould secretly seizing control of laptops, siphoning audio files and other messages, and tracking radio transmissions to determine where Gould might bed down.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Well, I'm
alongside CIA counterparts at almost every major U.S. embassy or military base abroad, the article highlights the agency's vast efforts in northwest Pakistan. One former official compared the NSA's powers to the CIA's high-tech information operations center, saying, quote, if you wanted huge coverage of the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, the NSA had 10 times the manpower, 20 times the budget, and 100 times the brain power. Washington Post, the NSA has even created a secret unit called the Counterterrorism Mission Aligned Cell, or CTMAC, which allowed the agency to focus large amounts of resources on hard-to-find individuals. In response to this latest release, the NSA has said, quote, our activities are directed against valid foreign intelligence targets. In order to protect the nation and its interests, mass destruction. However, this kind of involvement from the NSA has attracted intense criticism from Americans who argue that the NSA's surveillance program has grossly overstepped its boundaries. The revealing NSA documents to the media, remains in Russia, where he was granted a one-year asylum.
And so what is at stake is, in fact, democracy, where we still have it. Machine. And the humans, they behave like machines too, which is a great fear, Bill of Rights. Does not understand humanity. It's a machine. And the humans, they behave like machines too, which is a great fear, that humans will start to behave like machines. Can we go back? And so what is at stake is in fact democracy, where we still have it.
All right, everybody. Hey, look, this is Furious George signing off here at around the 11 o'clock hour. There in the background, some Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, the Hands Up crazy instrumental version. Check out that album. I'm actually going to throw on one more from him. It's not instrumental. Some White Walls, crazy old school sounds. And also other fun stuff that's going on the radio dial. Check out Micro Radio all the time by going to WCOMFM.org. And you can also check out some of the old Furious stuff by going to FuriousG.blogspot.com. Where you can learn all kinds of fun stuff, like including how to help the station, which is, you know, doing pretty good right now, but we can always use a little bit of help. Of course, doing what you're doing right now, listening, is one of the most important ways. So thanks for doing that. I'm Furious George. I'll be back next week. Stick around for more Micro Radio. I'm Furious.
Communicate about basic facts. There's no such thing as on or off the record.